Welcome back, you guys, to Talk to Talk with your girl Anita Love, coming to you from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm good. My family's good. Another day above ground. You already know. Thank you guys for your support. Thank you for hitting that listener support button. Just thank you for listening. Thank you for your questions. Thank you. Just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. On the podcast today, me and a friend was having a very interesting conversation about dreams. And she was asking me, did I think dreams meant anything? And I told her, I said, yeah, I believe that some dreams do reflect something, or sometime something is about to happen or warning. I said, but that's just my personal opinion. Everybody may not view it the same way. And she was saying, what if you keep seeing your ex-husband again and again in your dreams? She was like, do you think that it mean that, you know, my ex-husband, you know, miss me and want me back or whatever? And I was trying to be as nice and as polite to her as I possibly could, which I did give her the same advice that I'm about to say here on this podcast. So to anyone that may be having a dream pertaining to their ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, I'm going to be very gentle. At least I'm going to try to be gentle with this response, this answer. Men and women are in love and want to heal a relationship. They will do so. They will work on healing that relationship. Trying to comfort yourself with dreams that does not make them like real, like that isn't a reality. I feel like if anybody is having these type of dreams, that you need to go on about your life. I think it is more than likely that you are probably missing that person than they are missing you. I also need to be very clear. I want to be very clear that just because any one of you may be missing the other, that doesn't mean that you should on one party or even wants to get back together. That doesn't mean that that person wants to get back with you. That's not what that means. And I think for me, and even my own personal healing experience, and you need to heal and move forward. I think wondering about what someone else is thinking about you or missing you is a waste of time and energy. And I think you should do yourself better by thinking more about yourself. You shouldn't have to guess what that ex-husband or ex-boyfriend or whomever is thinking. You shouldn't have to do that. And many exes pick up the phone and they even got back in touch with their exes, and they contact them through social medias. And in this day and age, everyone can easily locate and find with just a couple of digs, Google, social media, whatever. So if that person really wanted to connect with you, really wanted to reach out to you, really wanted to get back with you or check on you and make sure you're okay, they know how. They know how. I learned, like, there are so many things that we have to take into account. Like, some people are just not worth you wasting your time behind. There are so many men that are so grimy and nasty about with the way that they do things and the way that they treat people and how they go from one situation to the next. You need to let these people go, and vice versa. Vice versa. I mean, there are some women that's like, okay, this didn't work out for me and you. Let me move on to the next person. But most time you could tell a person that's genuinely a good person towards someone, genuinely cared and loved you, genuinely wanted you in their life, because it's not that easy for them to replace you. You're not disposable to them in that way. Even if the relationship and they mind have come to a halt and they need to let this go because it no longer serves them and it's not healthy for them, there's no way in the hell if that person wholeheartedly ever loved you the way they claim they did, it would be that easy for them to go jump in bed with somebody else. It wouldn't be that easy for them to go build something with someone else. And nobody's going to tell me any different. Now, people can tell it to me and lie if that's what they want to, but don't tell it to me and expect me to believe it, because I don't. Now, I'm not saying that everybody should stay single for over 2 and 3 years and this and that. But if you had years with people You know what I mean? And y'all had history together or created bills together or had any type of debt together or any type of deep connection with that person. There's no way in the fucking world if that love for that person was real and genuine that you would have moved on with that from that person that quickly. I don't give a shit how bad it looked like. Oh, I don't think they really want me. Oh, I don't think that I'm worthy of this person. Oh, I don't think that this is ever going to happen. Or it doesn't matter. Even if this relationship has ran its course, you are going to heal you, get you together, straighten yourself out, and then move forward with someone else. But if you move forward in the same breath that you're moving forward, you've already started connecting with other people, you're a fraud. I said what I said, and I'm not arguing with anybody. I said what I said because you be honest with yourself. If the table was reversed, and if you're a man listening or a woman listening, if the table was reversed, and if you're a man and that woman dispose of you that easily and start messing with somebody else, how would it feel? Any woman that's listening to the podcast, if you left him today or tomorrow and he left you today or tomorrow and disposed of you like you were nothing, how would you feel? How would you feel? Many times you have to ask yourself, how would you feel if someone did those exact things to you that you did to someone else? The pain that you inflicted on someone else, whether it was intentional or not. And the fact that you never take accountability for your jish, you never even apologize to a person for the hurt that you caused them, especially when they trusted you, especially when they believed in you, especially when you know in your heart of hearts that they had your back, even when you were broke and ain't have nothing. A lot of times, men and women forget where they came from and who they blew up with or got better or became or gotten in a better situation with. Like a person that's with you at your lowest point, right? When you living off of people or you didn't have a job or maybe when you were sick or maybe you were living paycheck to paycheck or your credit cards was, you know, maxed out or maybe you had to file bankruptcy. Whatever the case may be, you're at your lowest point and that person didn't trust you. That person didn't bail. That person didn't run out on you. That person still had your back and if that person ever helped you in any type of capacity, I don't care if it was once or twice, if they ever helped you in any type of capacity, how dare you? How dare you? So, anybody listening to my podcast, if you happen to be having these type of dreams where you're thinking about your ex-girlfriend, your ex-boyfriend or whatever, they don't mean anything. But if you are, if you would like to clear the air and make sure that there's nothing there, you can reach out. You know, it don't necessarily have to be that other person that reach out to you. If you really want to say something to them, you can reach out to them and it's going to go both ways, two ways. Either they're going to be happy to hear from you or they're going to be like, don't call me no more. One of the two. And if that person really genuinely loved you for you, they're going to be happy to know that you're good. They're going to be happy to know that you're alive. They're going to be happy to know or hear from you no matter how hurt you were towards them. No matter what you did to them, they're going to be happy that you're good. Now, it may not remove that hurt. It may not change the damage. It may not reconnect y'all to want to rebuild if you're telling yourself that. But that person is going to be happy knowing that you're good and you're straight. I said what I said. But again, I don't think that that necessarily means that that person misses you because you're having those type of dreams. And I think if you're still holding doubt or holding out that something may change with you and that person, I am telling you to heal yourself and move forward. I'm telling you to let that go. I'm telling you to close that door. That is what I'm telling you. Love yourself. Pour into you. Reconnect with yourself. That's my time, you guys. Don't let anyone else's thoughts and opinion dictate who and what you think of yourself. Continue to push to be better every day than what you were the day before. When they go low, we go high, like the former first lady. Let your family and friends know that you love them now, because tomorrow ain't promised to any of them. And whatever you do to people, do it from the genuineness of your heart. Don't do it with expectation. Peace.